Bring the energy. As you bring the energy of the ancients deep into your being with the kahuna's chant, feel it open the channels to your ancestry. Breathe that in. Let the air of this ancient island breathe it into you. Feel yourself dropping deeper and deeper into your own ancestry, to that place, that magical place, where you are the spark of life, where you are the beginning of thousands of lifetimes, where that spark is sacred and ancient, and is feeling the impulse of life coming in, coming in, coming in. And you honor each breath as you become one with the life force of your humanity.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We are at the beach. You feel the refreshing wind. It's a release. You can breathe now from the cave. Human beings who are sensitive react. They react to things that the crystalline grid holds and delivers. And what I'm talking about is this. The crystalline grid of this planet is set up to remember energy. And where things happen that are, let us say, dramatic, they stay. When you walk into a cemetery or a battlefield, sometimes there will be remembrance and you don't really know what you're feeling. But it is the crystalline grid that does this. That's its design. We're not going to talk a lot about that because we have given you this before. That part of the shift is going to rewrite this grid. And against all odds, it's going to start remembering celebration instead of drama. Now, this is hard to believe. It's also hard to believe that human nature can change. These things will be self-evident in the future. Already they begin. The things that happened in the cave, barbaric. You still see that today, but only a small portion. With low consciousness culture that we have told you would exist even during the shift, trying to drag things backwards into that kind of energy. And human nature today has shifted enough not to allow it. We split this channel into two parts. We did not wish to continue this particular discussion in the cave. And that is because the human beings are hard, really hard, to get away from that. And it presses upon you. And there's not much release. But now there is. Again, you sit in the open air in a beautiful day on the sound of the surf. I want to tell you about another cave. The cave of creation is one of three areas where the human Akash is kept. This is what I'm going to call Akashic accounting. It really, really does not affect you. But this is what they would call the minutiae that some of the spiritual intellectuals wish to hear. They want to know how it works. And every single time we talk about how it works, you should take a deep breath, because everything, every system, every plan is to benefit you. The benevolence of God is seen in the fingerprint of nature and the planning for the human being. It is there. Your lineage is so important, human. What you have learned and what you do is so important. For you have passed a tremendous marker. It's a test of consciousness, but not a test that you were required to take, one that you gave yourself. Is it possible for humanity to lift itself out of the barbarian years and start a path that is far more commensurate or complete with a higher consciousness, benevolent human? And this is where you are today, on the way, just barely having passed the marker, but already old souls are taking the energy and moving forward with it. The cave of creation contains what I would call a crystalline record of the Akash of all humanity. When you leave this planet in death, you leave your Akash here. You don't take it with you to the other side of the veil, not to that beautiful place where you join with family and God and others. No, you leave the earth part here. It is a real cave, but there is multidimensionality throughout. You might say it is even in another dimension. It is not to be found and never will, but it is part of Gaia. Deep. The crystal stays there, literally with your light name on it, until you come back. And when you come back, dear ones, your first breath is the announcement that you are alive again and on the planet. Your first breath. That's because the first breath says it is you surviving as you, not within your mother, but you surviving as you. When you come back, dear ones, at that point in time, metaphorically and esoterically, you pick up the crystal, and all the information that is in it pours into your DNA. Your past lives, all that you have experienced, and you're on the path yet again, etching new occurrences and new events right into that record. That's the cave of creation. We have told you that there is a conundrum, a puzzle that is 3D within the cave. For the cave, it contains every human being who will ever be on the earth. And you will say, wait a minute, that's predictions. That's a set future. It is not, dear ones. That is spiritual planning. What you do when you get here is free choice. But there will be human beings coming that are planning on being here, and they will arrive, unless you change it. Now, here's the hard part. That particular element of the cave, which contains humans who are not here yet, will change with what you do now. So it's constantly dynamic, but it contains this beautiful Akash of you. That's probably the most profound record on the planet. But dear ones, there needs to be two more. One is within you. That is a living record. And although I cannot explain it to you fully, a living record has a different dynamic than a static one. The static one is in the cave. The living one is so different. And yet we have told you that humans have the propensity to destroy themselves on a regular basis. You were going to do it yet again and did not. However, there had to be a living backup system. And that becomes the cetaceans of the planet. I would like to remind you something that I say each time I speak of whales. That your biologists have classified dolphins as whales. Therefore, when we say whale, we mean dolphins and whales. And that is why you feel what you do for them. They are not aware of the fact that they carry your Akash. But let me tell you, they are the only mammal who is aware of your consciousness. They are attracted to you. You can prove this yourself with the interactions of both of the dolphins and the whales, all cetaceans, at some level. They are aware of a consciousness of a human being, and they are attracted to it. The only mammal on the planet. Oh, you may say, well, what about our pets and our dogs and our cats? Dear ones, you breed them for that. We are talking about animals in the wild. Animals who will mostly run from a human, but not the cetaceans. They tune in to you, and they come to you, because they carry at some esoteric level in their biology all 44 chromosomes. They carry you. And this is the minutiae that I wanted to share with you, but not in the cave. Because I wanted to celebrate the fact that both the whales and you still survive. And it didn't necessarily have to be that way. You made this happen, dear ones. The reason this is important, I'll say yet again. The Akash is partly that of the galaxy. It must survive. There'll come a day. Very far away for you. Tomorrow for me. When the potential is that you will seed another planet with your knowledge. And when you do, everything that has ever happened to you will be in their DNA. Will be in a cave on their planet. And some kind of animal that they have. This is a plan that has been in this galaxy for eons and eons. It is an important one. It is not clearly seen as to why it must exist this way. And someday that revelation we'll also discuss with you. But for now, it's good enough for you to know that this is how Spirit sees the family. In a beautiful way. In a beautiful way. I want you to continue the ceremony that is coming. And I want you to think on these things. You are part of the planet. Even your Akash is part of the planet. It's all over the ocean. It's in the earth. It's in every human. That is magnificent. You are magnificent. And so it is.